Hey, it's Chris from The Morning Mix. I had the opportunity to chat with Doug McConnell, who's one of the organizers behind the Chicago River Swim, happening in the Chicago River on September 22nd. Now, if you want information, if you want to sign up, if you're an accomplished swimmer and you're ready to dive into the Chicago River, go to chicagoriverswim.org. If you're just interested in being around the event, supporting the event, or volunteering at the event, you could also go to chicagoriverswim.org for all of the information. But why are they doing it? When are they doing it? And what's behind all of it? I got all those answers and more with Doug McConnell. Please enjoy our conversation right now on the Morning Mix podcast. Is this Doug?
Hey, Chris. Of course it is.
Hey, how are you, Chris? I'm doing really well.
You could call.
I am not a very good swimmer, and so I think I'd be a little nervous to swim in anything that had any kind of a river's pull or movement, but you guys are going to be swimming in the Chicago River.
Yes, indeed. And we've swum in a lot of other places too, but this Chicago River swim is particularly exciting.
So it's coming up September 22nd. Now, why now? What was the decision behind, we want to do this in Chicago, we want to jump in the river? We do a lot of work with friends of the Chicago River, and they're always eager to share with folks that the river is clean and the river is safe. So I think it's so awesome that you're organizing this. But what was behind the decision to swim here in the Chicago River?
Well, there were a couple of things. We have a nonprofit that I co-founded many years ago, and we use open water swimming as a way to raise money and support ALS research over at Northwestern's Med School. And I've done a bunch of big swims myself, but we also have the organization is called A Long Swim to match the acronym of ALS. And so anyway, with A Long Swim, we have we host events every year, Lake Michigan and other lakes in the area, to really cater to triathletes, because that's kind of the open water swimming market. And we've had real good luck with them and so forth. Years ago, 10, 12 years ago, we heard about a swim that was done in the canals of Amsterdam. And we heard about it because of the swim, but we also heard about it because they also supported an ALS charity. And so we got in touch with the organizers and so forth, and they sent us a bunch of videos. And of course, Amsterdam is beautiful. Everywhere you look, it's just as pretty as a postcard. And the more we looked at them, the more we thought, wow, that really looks a lot like the Chicago River. And is there any way we could do such a thing and so forth? And it's been several years in coming along, but it looks like it's finally happening.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've always said that Chicago is the Amsterdam of the Midwest. So it's perfect timing. It all works out really well. Now, you mentioned triathletes, and I know that while we were chatting about the Chicago River Swim on the air the other morning, our news guy Whip pointed out that you have to be an accomplished swimmer. So how does someone qualify to partake in the Chicago River Swim?
Well, he's right, and what we want to do is set a little bit of a bar to make sure that this isn't we're not attracting a bunch of beginner swimmers.
Right.
Open water swimming. You mentioned that you're not much of a swimmer, but open water is very different from pool swimming.
Right.
And whether it's in Lake Michigan or the Atlantic Ocean, you really don't know where you're going, because you don't have a line to follow, and it introduces all of the variables that the pool has taken away. So you might have to deal with other swimmers or waves or wind. If it's the ocean, there might be wildlife. There's a lot of new variables that go along with open water swimming. So especially for this first year, Chris, we wanted to make sure that people had some credentials and experience, so that they this wasn't kind of a newbie event. We're asking people to opt for either a 1 mile or a 2 mile distance, and that's not everybody's cup of tea.
Now, if someone wants to join in and become part of the Chicago River Swim, how do they get more information and how do they get registered?
Yeah, it's all on the website, chicagoriverswim.org. There's a ton of information there. The application button is shamelessly on the first front page.
As big as we can make it. Good.
But it also, I think, Chris, it also, I mean, I'm obviously tongue in cheek, but the It also invites volunteers and sponsors and other donors, other kinds of people who might want to be involved if swimming is just not your cup of tea. But it's all through the website. And what we're hoping to do is gather applications over the next couple of weeks, and then really kind of decide on the field of 500 early in May. One of our teammates told me just a little while ago that we've had almost 800 applications since Monday midday. And the other interesting part was kind of surprised me. 29 states, people from 29 different states have applied, and 9 different countries. I was very pleased. And including Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, and Wisconsin, I'm sure. It's its own place.
Exactly. Just like New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly.
It happens that Australia and New Zealand are real open water swimming kind of meccas. And so that we would be able to attract people from there is terrific.
Now, am I understanding right? You're also, along with raising money for ALS research, there's also money being raised to support local Learn to Swim programs. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's an important thing to remind people about. As we were planning this, you know, how many years, but along the way, we spoke to somebody and he had a real concern that, there haven't been swimmers in the Chicago River for 100 years, essentially. And he was real concerned that if we have a big event, that suddenly it might send the message to little children that the Chicago River is free swim, it's open swim, and we don't want to send that message at all. However, we also dug into it a little bit deeper and started to look into some of the demographics and so forth. And the number percentage of children in Chicago who are non-swimmers is startling. And, depending on demographics, it might be 70-80% are non-swimmers. And, for those of us who have grown up swimming, where swimming has always been, you know, part of our lives and so forth, it's hard to imagine somebody who doesn't enjoy the same thing. And sadly, the drowning statistics kind of reflect it. So one of the things, we got in touch with an organization and to learn that with six or seven half-hour lessons, you can take the risk of a child drowning down almost 90%. And we like those numbers. And so what we did was we carved out a big budget item in the Chicago River Swim to support, really through Chicago Park District, free swimming lessons. We'd like to get 2,000 kids through this program, Chris, and really start to change those water safety numbers. Six or seven lessons isn't going to put somebody on the Olympic team, but if it makes them water safe, we feel like we've done something.
Yeah, especially given that we're right on the lake here. So at any given
Absolutely.
Point in the summer, you can find your way toward the water. Doug, this is really,
right.
really cool. I'm really glad that we had the opportunity to chat so I could learn more about the Chicago River Swim. And people can get all signed up on the website. Once again, the website?
ChicagoRiverSwim.org.
Love that. And the event's going to be taking place on September 22nd. So if you are an accomplished swimmer, if you're ready to swim, head over to the application, get it filled out. And I love that you guys are making an impact in every city that you go to. So very excited about this come September. And in Chicago, it's smart that you guys waited until September because it gives the water time to warm up. Very smart.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks so much for including us.
Thanks, Doug. Have a great rest of your day, and we're looking forward to the event.
Good. Take good care.
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye-bye.